Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Ream. We welcome you to our 30-minute discussion today on foot with the foot expert online. That's Dr. Kenneth Ream, and he discusses topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. Our topic this afternoon is upsy-daisy, keeping you on your feet. Welcome, Dr. Ream. How are you today?
Oh, you know what? It's a good day, and it's a good subject matter because I want to share with the audience some of the things that I've been going through lately and some of the realizations of the elderly, the senior population. And the fact is that I don't think the senior population is getting a fair shake in the medical world. I think doctors are seeing these people in their office, and because they are elderly, they are modifying their treatments. Can you identify with that, Don Alan? Have you ever seen that happen?
Well, you know, I think some of the things that I see, and when I say I see, because I'm not a doctor, but I do have an elderly mother, and I take her to all of her doctor's appointments, so I know what the doctors are doing. And in fact, you know, we've been taken care of, and that's a lot, much thanks to you and helping us understand what needs to be done with, you know, the foot care that she's got. But the thing that I'm finding and the thing that I'm seeing is that, as you have mentioned over time, doctors don't look at the feet as part of the body. That's definitely
exactly. But that is part of what I'm saying. What I'm feeling that the doctors are seeing a patient. They're seeing them in their office, and because they're elderly, they don't get as much treatment. What makes the years between 80 and 85 less valuable than the years between 35 and 40? I don't understand. They don't give the same treatments. They don't take the same x-rays. They don't do the same MRIs. They don't do the same surgical procedures if they're capable of healing from it, like a hip surgery. They may not give a senior a hip surgery. Why not? They may not give them a knee surgery, and that's, of course, assuming that they have the circulation and able to heal. I know plenty of 80-year-olds. I see them at the gym every day, and they're working out, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. As a matter of fact, this topic is so important that the American Board of Multiple Specialties in Podiatry, the board certification credentialing arm of podiatry, just started a new board certification in geriatric medicine of the lower extremity, because we realize that the treatments in a podiatrist's office have to have certain standards and criteria, and we want people to meet these criteria. But if you go into the average office, they treat seniors different. I'm convinced of that. And so I wanted to bring that up. And
okay,
as part of the treatment for seniors, do you know that the subject of falls is so important? You know, we're all aware of it. We've all had falls in our family, in our history, and you know, with our loved ones. I think we've all been exposed to that. As a matter of fact, the New York Times even warns us to brace for the upsurge of falls expectedly arising from an aging population. That was printed in the New York Times. And as our population matures and the people live longer, and we're living longer, you know, we're outliving our money and outliving everything else. the number of senior citizens who experience falls is soaring. They're getting very, very high. And according to an epidemiological study headed up by Dr. Christine Cagel, the two-year prevalence of self-reported falls among all adults 65 years or older increased from 28.2% in 1998 to 36.3% just a couple of years ago. It's crazy. We're living longer.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So what causes the falls? Some of the things? We've got a couple of callers here this morning or this afternoon, Dr. Ream. And
well,
I would just kind of like you to. Okay. Well, let's start with our first one here. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Sandy?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, this is Dr.
Hey,
Riemann. We're talking about the elderly, and we're talking about falls, and we welcome any experience or questions that you could share with us.
Okay. Well, I was calling in because of the problem I've been having.
Well?
I had about a month ago, my heel started to bother me, and I thought maybe I had that plantar fasciitis or something. And then with time, that kind of went away. And now my calf is all swollen with a lump behind my knee.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah.
Well, are you getting appropriately cared for? Did you go to your physician, and what did he say?
Yes, I go to a naturopath. And he told me that he says that we need to get your circulation going better. So he gave
me
a
supplement. And what did he do about that?
Yeah, I'm taking supplements for that to get circulatory system going better. And that's just been a couple days ago.
Well, are you having any problems relative to falls or stable gait or weakness?
No, nothing like that. Just kind of, painful, behind the knee when I try to walk. The calf muscles bother me.
Are you, if I could ask your age, you're not supposed to ask pretty ladies their age, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
All right. Yes, I'm 71.
71. Okay. Well, as we get older, these things, these orthopedic problems happen, and they contribute to the risks of everything that we experience as we get older, all the problems that we have, especially falls.
Okay.
Now, in your case, do you have pain in your legs?
Yes.
Well, we have to be aware of weakness in the legs,
contributing
to these falls, and balance problems and pain and stiffness. These are all contributory factors. Now, you have pain behind the knee, and the doctor seems to think it's circulation. I would encourage you to get circulation studies, Doppler exams or the like, and really study which arteries are causing the circulation problems, because you know what? There's a lot of techniques, anywhere from pharmacological techniques to natural techniques to exercise techniques, and even the angioplasty and surgical techniques. And I would explore that. But your natural treatment, then, is it working?
Well, like I said, I've only been on it just a couple of days. So far, I don't see a lot of change.
As a senior, are you seeing that doctors are brushing you off more or less?
Well, I have to say, the last 10 years, I really don't go to medical doctors. I just go to naturopath, take supplements. I'm not taking medication at all, no drugs or anything.
Well, you know what? If you can get away with it, I support it completely, because all medications have side effects, And if you could avoid those side effects, of course, everything in medicine is a risk-benefit thing. The risk of doing it have to be less than the risk of not doing it. And sometimes we actually really need medications. But if you can get away with it and you don't, you're tops in my book. Let me tell you, that's the way to go.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know what? I would encourage you to do exercise and massage therapy. As a matter of fact, DrReemRemedies.com, that's my website. We have a product called Balm Riche, and it is a cream that I created with a certain friction factor. In other words, it massages in really good. And if you massage the area that's sore, if your physician allows it, I mean, if there's a big problem there, I would want you to clear all this with your physician. But massaging the muscles and massaging the leg can actually increase the circulation and mobilize some of the waste products that accumulate, which make which decrease the pain level and so forth.
Okay.
And if there's no pain, our balance is better. You see? It relates to the problems that we see in seniors. Of course, you sound like a young senior, let me tell you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Do you exercise? Are you exercising?
Until this problem, I would like to walk a lot. And during the summer, I work on an organic farm.
Oh, my God. I would like to get to know you. Let me tell you, I believe in all that stuff. You're not diabetic, are you?
No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
Okay,
no.
We'll stay that way.
Oh, yes, thank you. it's been good talking with you.
Thanks for being with us. Just keep on and listening, and we're going to take another caller at this time. So,
oh, my God.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, just keep listening, Sandy. Oh, anyway. All right, so our number is 646-787-1532 is the call-in number. If you want to talk with Dr. Reem, we have another caller, and we're going to put her on. Hello.
This is Enrico. And
hi, Arlene.
I was falling, was having a lot of falls. I am doing some better. I have been walking on the treadmill. I had therapy, and then after therapy, you just pay $30 a month, and then you can go down and use all their equipment. And so I started walking on the treadmill, started out about a half a mile, and I've worked up to a mile and a half now on the treadmill at 2.5 speed. And I'm doing a lot better. I don't feel well. My falls, I think, are... I haven't had a fall, knock on wood, for probably a month or so. So I think that the walking on the treadmill has really helped me.
Have you had an examination regarding a fall risk assessment by your podiatrist or your general practitioner?
I don't know if they've really done what you'd call a
fall risk assessment.
No, I don't.
It assesses the biomechanics, the way your body works, and they assess your general posture, they assess your body mechanics, they assess the range of motion you have in your joints, they assess the way you walk, called gait, they assess your balance. They assess the way you sway, the way you balance yourself from right to left and from forward to back, and they assess any diabetic complications. Are you diabetic?
No, I'm been diabetic, but I don't know exactly. I haven't had one of those assessments either, so.
I would suggest that. But you know what? What else that you could do on your own is posture. Have you paid any attention to posture?
Yes, and they tell me down there all the time, Arlene, straighten up, straighten your back.
That's right. You
and,
straighten
because
up not
I, that's
on, at
where
your
I was
neck.
Just hunched over.
Yeah, exactly.
But my back hurts and my I've got back pain and abdominal pain all the time, and so we're trying to find out why that is. I did have some x-rays taken on the abdominal area, and I have two hernias, and but the doctor said that the risk of doing surgery on them is way, he put his hand up above his head, and he says the risks are that high, and the benefits are down below my knees. So they don't want to do surgery.
Well, you know what? I would. Do you do any exercises?
Well, I do the exercise right now just by walking on the treadmill.
I mean, any exercises related to what we call the core, the muscles
that's,
from the abdomen to the hip to the leg, the front of the legs, the back of the legs, the gluteal muscles in the rear end. Are you doing any exercise related to that? Because that helps your posture. That helps prevent the slouching, and it gives you straight, good, strong posture. And you know what? When we have good posture and we feel strong and we're walking straight, you know what happens? We have less fear of falling. And when we fear falling, we get stiff and we alter our attentional processes. And this is a risk factor in itself. Fear
right.
of falling.
Well, I was doing the because I'm still going down to physical therapy every day, and they kind of keep an eye out on me. But they, because of the abdominal pain and everything I was having, they narrowed me down to just doing it on the treadmill until I got better. And so now I can go back, and they really encourage me to do the core muscle.
Pay attention to that. That's really important. And don't forget about the neck either.
Yep, because I've got a bad neck too, so.
Oh, absolutely. So you do have some risk factors relative to falls, and I'd like to see you address those.
Okay.
And flexibility is important. Flexibility and balance. You know, do your stretching exercises.
I've been doing here until they gave me the okay again is just to do the treadmill.
Okay, well, you know what to ask your doctor then. You know what
yeah.
to do. You know what to
yeah,
do.
I'll just ask him to start me back on my core muscle exercises.
Yeah. So we're working on a list here for you. And I want to just summarize some of the things we've talked about. I want you to address the posture. I want you to address the body mechanics. That means side-to-side movements, getting up from a chair, encourage pushing your gluteal and hamstring muscles. I want you to work on strength training, strengthening some of these muscles that are important in keeping you up straight and preventing falls. And then your range of motion of the back, the hip, the knee, the ankle. You know, practice, increase the amount of motion that they have. And you're not a diabetic, but watch your blood sugars. The blood sugars can affect vitamin D, and they can affect kidney problems, can affect vitamin D, and vitamin D affects the strength in your muscles. And so it all works together. Good nutrition, good exercise. And you know what Dr. Rehm always says?
What's that?
Attention to prevention.
That's what we need, because I
yeah
I don't like
no. Oh yeah, you know what else? Wear good shoes. I forgot about one of the most obvious things: supportive footwear, shoes, socks. Even if you need a brace.
Yeah, I have the shoes. I've been getting those through the orthopedic doctors.
I got to tell you one little story related to shoes. It was about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. My father was in the hospital. He was laying in bed. And my mother was sitting on the other side of the room, and we were about to leave. And she wanted to kiss her husband goodbye, leaving the hospital room. and she got up, and with her sneakers on the wooden floor, they kind of squeaked, and they met with resistance, and she lost her balance and fell, and she broke her hip and her shoulder, and she's never been the same after that. And so shoes are very important, the sole of the shoes and the surface that you walk on, and the ability to maintain your balance if you do slip. So I'm trying to put all this in perspective for you. The shoe-floor relationship and the friction is very, very important.
Well, I wear these. I don't like the looks of them. I don't think they're very – they're not for dress and that. I don't like the look. Like, I guess you call them the Mary Jane shoes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But you know what?
But that's where I'm at.
Can't...
I have to wear those, and I just got a brand-new pair just about a month ago. So I'm in those kind of shoes. And
you know, people come into my office, and they're more concerned about how their shoe looks than how their foot works. I guess it's just – my own attitude that I consider health more important,
I've got to have something that will help me so that I won't fall and so that I can get my back straight, and I think I'm better. I'm better since I started wearing my those shoes all the time, and I'm better because I've been walking a mile to a mile and a half every day.
Oh my God. You are so great. This is good.
I'm trying.
I can hear that. I can hear that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
you're
we'll
well on
up.
Your way. How old are you?
I will be 80 this week.
Get away. 80 years old and you're walking a mile and a half a day?
Yes.
Sometimes
I go down twice a day if I can, but I try to get there at least once a day.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
I sure will. And I
Very
appreciate
good.
You taking All right. the time to help us.
Oh, my God. I love it. You know what? You know what, doctor? You know what I say, don't you? Attention to prevention. It's
yep.
funny. My wife ran my office. I work for a big clinic now in San Diego, but my wife ran the office, and I always used to tell her, I said, you know, honey, I'd like to put myself out of business. So what do you mean? I said, I'd like to teach somebody to prevent the disease that they're coming in with once we get rid of it.
Yeah.
And so that's what excites me. You say, thank you for my help, but I get a charge out of preventing problems, because most of the problems we experience, especially with the elderly, are preventable.
Yeah, I don't know how I got this bad, but I did, and just the fall.
Well, you don't sound bad to me. Does she sound bad to you, Don?
No, not at all. she's pretty... She's a goer, and I think that one of her biggest problems is that she wants to go more than she can, but that's what keeps her going now, as is. So, anyway, thanks,
well,
Arlene, for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
This afternoon, I guess. And just keep listening here. We're just going to give Dr. Ream, we got about 5 minutes, Dr. Ream, to go ahead and share just a couple of more things with us keeping on your feet.
Yeah, I think that what most people have to realize, you see, when things are crystal clear, we tend more to be compliant with them. When things are vague, we don't know what to do. But when things are clear in our mind, and I think a clarity, especially with elderly problems and with falls, everything is a combination of risk factors. Everything is a combination of etiology. And especially with falls, there's an interaction of different problems, like sensory impairments. And they interact with diseases you have, like having had a stroke or movement disorders or even depression. and they interact with our vision. And if we get dizzy, our vestibular function, and even in diabetics, the peripheral neuropathy, and these could lead to falls if you're not paying attention, if you're depressed. And then it could be exacerbated by musculoskeletal weakness, weakness of muscle groups, especially certain muscle groups, and balance defects, and pain and stiffness. If we have a lot of pain and stiff, we don't move right, and we're going to trip. And this trip and this tendency to trip gives us a fear of falling, reduced activity, and deconditioning. And guess what? It works against us, and we're more likely to fall. So do you see how the interaction of risk factors works?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think that's one of the things we've talked about many, many different times is the fact that, you know, because people don't take care of their feet in a proper manner, in a proper way, they don't realize that, like you say, is you need to brush your teeth. Just as you brush your teeth, you need to brush your feet. You need to take care of it.
As the problems
that people have in their feet and the pain, and it transmits, you know, you're talking about depression, you're talking about sight, you're talking about, you know, it does. Your feet affects the rest of the body.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talk about that in my little book, the Dr. Ream's Foot Pain Manual. And, again, you can find it on drreemremedies.com. And I talk all about that. It's a synopsis of everything, really, that commonly goes wrong with the feet. And one of the things I make a point at is that the foot is attached to the rest of the body. So when you talk about falls, it's not only the muscles attached to the foot and leg, but upper body weakness as well can lead to imbalance. And we have to pay attention to that. And so look at what we talked about today, Don. We talked about diet. We talked about attitude. We talked about depression. We talked about being aware. We talked about shoes. We talked about the upper extremity. We talked about the lower extremity. We talked about, we didn't, but we should practice getting up and down from a chair that stimulates our balance. But you see, the foot is attached to the rest of the body, and everything interreacts. And I think that's the take-home message here, is everything interacts in our body, and we really have to stay healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%. And I like to say, we've been taking different topics over the last several weeks, which we'll continue to do. You know, Monday is our online, our foot, the online foot expert, so that if people have any questions that they can ask. And that's the good thing, is that you, being a doctor, you're able to talk about, you know, all kinds of different problems because they interact with each other. So,
well, you know, falls are absolutely. But the point is, falls are multifaceted and should incorporate your personal, even your personal environment. You know, your where your furniture is, and of course in diabetics, managing your blood sugar and your blood pressure and your behavioral concerns. You see, it all works together. And I know we only have a few seconds, but I'd like to put a plug in. If you have a fall concern, go to your podiatric physician, go to your podiatrist who's certified by the American Board of Multiple Specialties in Podiatry, because they have a unique skill set. I have a unique skill set, and it's an opportunity for you to take advantage of this invaluable asset.
Absolutely. Okay. We also want to remind our listeners that you can go to Dr. Ream, that's R-E-H-M, remedies.com. And he has various products there, which I am a fan of, and we use on a consistent basis with my mother, which makes a big difference in her foot care as well, is the Balm Reese. That's one of them. And other things, the book that we've been talking about, that's there also. So go ahead and take a look. Thank you very much, Dr. Ream, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And it is this afternoon, by the way. Thanks for being with us this afternoon on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Ream, the Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. Bye for now. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Cube Board Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.